Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. We come to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and to occasionally throw in something odd like a joke, a story, or an instrument. And I call those odd things wombats. And that's where I get the title, Wombats and Music. Well, the first song tonight is called This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. And I greatly admire Lyle Lovett. He's a wonderful musician, strange-looking guy. Married to Julia Roberts for a while, and it broke my heart when they split up. They seemed perfect for each other. But he's got something in his voice, and later on I'm going to point out another voice. We're going to be hearing Burl Ives, and he has this same thing. It's the ability to put emotion into a sentence that varies depending on the character of the song. This song, This Old Porch, is reminiscent about the memories of the past and families and friends and parties and the good old days, so to speak, and good times on the porch. And I want to throw my two cents in. I spent part of my childhood in Abingdon, and during that time we lived partly in what's now called the Cave House. There's a big porch that runs around the top of the Cave House, the upper floor, and there's a lower kind of porch around, and there's also a backyard. And I was only 10 or so when the house was sold, but I had spent summers there and lived there for a few years. And I think, I don't have any good memories from then, and there's no one left alive to tell me. But my thoughts about that house and the people in it, the friends I knew, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, and the parties we had, and the time I spent on the front porch with my friends echo this song. So This Old Porch brings back old Abingdon to me.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford board, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming grease that played enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day a GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. This old porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas. It's doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cattle. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to it, cause they all think he's crazy, and this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back and not crying about the leaving and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. Yeah, this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back and not crying about the leaving and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
That was Lyle Lovett, This Old Porch. Next up is a song by One Direction, a British group. It's called Night Changes, and the write-up says it's about seizing the time of life while finding love along the way, and something about maturity and growth. So I just like the music, but I'm going to try and listen for those themes in it this time. So this is Night Changes, sung by One Direction.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
Getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything that you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of.
Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop.
Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets, it's all that she really wants.
We're only getting older, baby.
Just reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she lost.
We're only getting older, baby.
Dreamed of disappearing when you
Night Changes by One Direction. Well, next up is something a little different. It's a poem by Leonard Cohen, which is sung, and it happens to be the theme song for a new TV series on this season called True Detective. The musical director for that series is T-Bone Burnett, and he has done some wonderful things, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and various other things. He's just got an incredible ear for the kind of music that I like. And he picked this song, and I heard it as the opening credits, and it caught me, but I have no idea what it means. I'm going to read to you some of the lyrics from the poem by Leonard Cohen that the song is made from. Here it goes. It's called Never Mind. See what you can make of this. The war was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught, I crossed the line. I had to leave my life behind, I had a name, but never mind. Your victory was so complete that some among you thought to keep a record of our little lives, the clothes we wore, our pots and knives, the games of luck our soldiers played, the stones we cut, the songs we made. Our law of peace, which understands a husband leads, a wife commands, and all of this expressions of the high indifferences some call love. The high indifferences some call fate, but we had names more intimate, names so deep and names so true, lost to me and dead to you. There is no need that this survive. There's truth that lives and truth that dies. Well, that's enough of me reading the song. The words are actually fairly clear in the recording. It's called Never Mind. It's from a poem by Leonard Cohen.
The war was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught, I crossed the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind. Never mind. Never mind. The war was lost. The treaty signed. There's truth that lives. Truth that dies, I don't know which, so never mind.
Yes, salam, yes, salam, yes, salam, 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 yes, salam.
Your victory was so complete, some among you thought to keep a record of our little lives. The clothes we wore, our spoons, our knives, the games of luck our soldiers played, the stones we cut, the songs we made, our law of peace, which understands a husband leads, a wife commands, and all of this, expressions of the sweet indifference some call love. High indifference, some call fate, but we had names more intimate, names so deep and names so true, their blood to me, their dust to you. There is no need that this survive, this truth that lives and truth that dies. Never mind. There's truth that lives and truth that dies. I don't know which, so never mind. I could not kill the way you kill. I could not hate. I tried, I failed. You turned me in, at least you tried. You side with them whom you despise. This was your heart, this swarm of flies. This was once your mouth, this bowl of lies. You serve them well, I'm not surprised. You're of their kin, you're of their kind. Never mind, never mind. I had to leave my life behind. The story's told with facts and lies. You own the world, so never mind. Never mind, never mind. I live the life I left behind. I live it full, I live it wide. Layers of time you can't divide. My woman's here, my children too. Their graves are safe from ghosts like you. In places deep with roots entwined, I live the life I left behind. The war was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
That was Nevermind. The artist I have listed on my notes is Leonard Cohen, so it may be Leonard Cohen himself singing that song. Next up is a song called Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas from 1967. And the words Creek Alley never appear in the song. This apparently is an autobiographical song that talks about their beginnings and their growth. And you have to listen into the words, see if you can find it. There are also numerous references to other musicians of that era, 1967. Apparently the group started off sort of poor and had to get by with credit cards and things to get through different periods. And there are various references in the song about things that happened during their early years. Since I don't know their history well, they don't ring bells with me, but maybe they will with some of you. And let's listen for their history.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. And Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire just are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. To go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Old John is all, and that was the month from McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Shelton and Danny getting very tuneful. McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh. Oh.
broke, busted, disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cats can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it, we knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
And slow rent,
but keeping out the heat smart.
Darkest with vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
That was Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas, and I could definitely hear the early part about how they got started. Well, next up is something more traditional for this kind of show. My show, I often play a lot of country music and old-timey. This is by a group called Notorious, which are fairly current, not like 20, 30 years ago, but they sound like they're from 20, 30 years ago. Notorious consists primarily of two people. The fiddler and female vocalist is Eden McAdam Summer, and I just think she's a fantastic fiddler and a wonderful singer. And with her is Larry Unger on guitar and banjo. They often have other people with them. This song is called Wild Rose on the Mountain, and it's a beautiful old country song, and it also has real nice fiddle and banjo in it, and fiddling guitar and harmony. I like this. On the Mountain by Notorious. The next song is called Funny Way of Laughing. It's sung by Burl Ives. Burl Ives is another one of my heroes. The earliest music I can remember was a Burl Ives record we had singing a lot of folk songs. And most of my repertoire, a lot of it comes from back then. I know some songs that are never heard today. Roger Young was one. Anyway, Blue Tail Fly. Various songs that my first memories of music were Burl Ives singing. Well, that's one part of his career, but there are two other things about him. One is that he was a great actor, and the movie I remember best is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and he played Big Daddy. And the other two stars in the show were Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor, and that movie was loaded with passion and tension, and he was Big Daddy Supreme. He was just a wonderful, powerful Southern gentleman, aging, actually dying, I think, and just his ability to project that person was so strong. And great to have someone like that in a cast with people like Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman, because they are so strong. You need energy to push back to keep them in their place, and he could do it. But the second thing I want to mention about him is he had a quality to his voice, and you'll hear it in this song, the ability to put emotion in, to give the song another level of depth. My Funny Way of Laughing is a sad song. It's about a man whose heart's been broken, and he's saying, hey, I'm not really sad. That's my funny way of laughing. But you can hear something in his voice that tells you he really is sad. And what is that ability? Not every singer has it. He has it. Lyle Lovett had it in the first song tonight, This Old Porch. It's something that a really good singer has and something I aspire to, but I'll never have it like Burl Ives. Burl Ives had it way out there. So this is My Funny Way of Laughing from Burl Ives. This was recorded in 1962, and he made the Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1958.
It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow and I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. Remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me. I was happy because you were pleasing me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
My Funny Way of Laughing by Burl Ives. Next up is a song called Universal Soldier. It was written by Buffy St. Marie, and she recorded it, and it did okay. And then Donovan came along and made a cover, and it did much better. And that was probably the best recording of it in terms of popularity. This recording of it, it's by Glenn Campbell. It really doesn't matter to me who sings it. I mean, it does matter. Glenn Campbell does a wonderful job, and I'm sure the others did too. But the words are so powerful. It's sort of the story of life, of how we go to fight as soldiers. I was a soldier. I was trained to fight. I was lucky to miss Vietnam. I got out of the Army right before all my peers were sent over there. But I was trained and brainwashed. I would have gone over and done whatever they ordered me to do, no matter how evil it now seems in retrospect. And this is the story of all those people like me who actually did have to go to war. The Universal Soldier, as sung by Glenn Campbell.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, a Baptist, and a Jew. He knows he shouldn't kill, but he knows he always will kill you, my friend, for me and me for you. He's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. He's fighting for the Russians and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks he'll put an end to war that way. He's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how could Hitler have condemned him at the cow? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him all this killing can't go on. Yes, he's the universal soldier and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
That was The Universal Soldier, sung by Glenn Campbell. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. We're the radio station at Emory and Henry College, and we broadcast out about 35 miles in all directions. And there's a lot of other good shows on here. Wombats and Music is mine, and it's my chance to play for you the songs I love. And I only play things I really, really like. That's my only criteria, which sometimes leads to some very strange juxtapositions because my tastes vary and I don't make a big effort to keep a theme. I just play the songs. Well, I organize them the way it looks good to me. So we're going to switch from The Universal Soldier about death and war to The Book of Love as sung by Peter Gabriel. And I find this a touching song. It somehow it's poignant. It's something nice.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift a damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you. Love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from.
Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. And you sing me anything.
Of Love by Peter Gabriel. Well, that's pretty heavy, or at least poignant. This is poignant too in a different way. This is, it's called The Unicorn, sung by the Irish Rovers from 1967. And just looked it up. To my surprise, it's from a poem written by Shel Silverstein. Well, last week we played Queen of the Silver Dollar, which was also written, the words written by Shel Silverstein. And I met the man once, briefly. And so I feel a personal identification, but I can't believe how often things I am looking at or studying turn out to be related to Shel Silverstein. The guy was a universal genius. I knew him first as a cartoonist, and then as a songwriter and a performer. And I've played probably more than any other artist. He has been influential in my show. Not so much his voice, although he has been in a couple of things I've played. But the songs that I've played that he's influenced have been so many. And so this is another one. This one's called Unicorn, and it was a big hit in 1967, and I liked it then, and I like it now.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long neck geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn."
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
That was The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers. Next is a song called Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallatin and the Stillwaters, about which next to nothing is known. However, what's known about this song is it's a joyous statement of how to live your life, and I would put it in the same league with my closing statement about celebrating most joyously our being here at all. She's pretty much saying the same thing, and I think she says it pretty well.
This earth, I'm gonna find some joy in all this madness. I have always been a dreamer since I was a little girl. Someone's always trying to change me. That can't happen now. I'll do what I please. Oh, I'm gonna dance upon this earth.
Dance upon this earth, part of me.
I'm Gonna Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallatin and the Stillwaters. Well, from that happy song, we're going on to kind of a sad song. I mean, there's a lot of different parts of life. There's the part where you dance, and there's the part where you let go. And at the end of life, it's going to be time to let go. And you can still be dancing somewhere in your mind, but a lot of what's happening is that you're going to acknowledge that part of it's been hard and rough, and there have been trials. So this song is called All My Trials, and it's sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and they are among my heroes. they were from the 60s folk revival time, and I was young, and they came on the scene, and I just loved their music. Saw them live a couple times, I think. I know at least once. We used to call them, in college, we referred to them as Peter, Paul, and Sexy, because Mary Travers was such an attractive woman. But they were all wonderful musicians, and their voices blended so well. They did a lot of work on their harmony. So this is All My Trials, Lord, by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I had a little book was given to me, and every page spelled liberty. Trials, Lord, soon be over. If religion were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. Trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There is a tree in paradise that pilgrims call it the tree of life. All my trials, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon. Trials, Lord, soon be over.
All My Trials by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, next is something, it's not quite as smooth as what I usually play. It's kind of rough, but somehow it gets the message across. It's an old hymn, A Man of Constant Sorrow. And I got it from the Rise Up Singing set of songs, where it gives you the, you can take the Rise Up Singing book, which is a great source book for singing with groups, and buy CDs that have a recording of every song in the book, usually just giving the words and tune. But this particular one actually gave the full song sung by a group. So this is a man of constant sorrow.
Now for Man of Constant Sorrow, I'm going to do two different versions. The first is sort of a highly urbanized version that was popularized by Peter, Paul, and Mary of the original. And this is an example of what happens when people take unaccompanied music and try to put chords into it when it was never essentially sung that way. It really straightens it out. The same thing happened to songs like Amazing Grace. So first, the sort of urbanized Man of Constant Sorrow, and then we'll sing you a rural Man of Constant Sorrow.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I'll bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. Now for 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth could I find. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I'll bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now.
Well, there you have two versions of Man of Constant Sorrow. I've only got a minute or two left. I'll play just to start the next song. It's called There You Go by Alan Jackson. And it's sort of about just making life work, I think.
Starting over again's a bit like dancing. You just need someone to lead and take it slow. So lay your head on my shoulder. Let me hold you close. That's it. There you go. There you go. You're doing fine. Take each day like a step, one at a time. Put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go. Every day is like a new beginning. One door opens while another starts to close. But just slip your arms around me, 'cause life's a dance, don't you know? That's it. There you go. There you go. Step one at a time, and put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go.
That was There You Go by Alan Jackson. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. We come to you Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And we're from WDEHC, Emory and Henry College. EHC, Emory and Henry College. And you can also find us on the web. Go to ehc.edu and poke around for WEHC, and you'll find us streaming on the web so you can hear this radio show or any show on WEHC anytime, anywhere in the world. Just click in. And it's my chance each week to play for you just the things I love and to tell you every week that I want you to do something. And what I want you to do is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.